Yeah. The whole about nuisances, how to handle it.
Is it?
But that's just something I think about lines and stuff.
I think what it is they have, the owner has to take care of it.
Yeah, I would assume.
Yeah.
And then if he doesn't, then there's a fee or a fine.
And I think it's like contempt of court and then jail time.
So
it might be that.
Yeah, but now that it's in Kent's hands, I'm kind of like...
Mm. Kent's going to have to make
yeah.
And he probably has his...
Well, the lot right next to it, that apparently nothing ever's been filed on it, the one with the storage container.
There was a letter sent, it was all done, but since there's no pictures or anything on file, no proof, that's
I
where the deputies
gave her
are
all
going.
The pictures.
I did, too. But... And the one thing you asked me to post is about like abandoned vehicles, things like that.
He's got a truck, a trailer house, a tent trailer. There's something else over there now that I can't tell from my side. I'd have to drive down the road to see it. But.
Well, he's got all those sheds and then like I don't know.
Well, it's in a compound now.
Yeah, it's basically a compound. The other like violations, I was noticing there's a lot that's getting a lot of, looks like commercial trucks, old cars, old trucks.
Well, down at the end of our subdivision.
Yeah, I thought maybe that's the one you were talking about.
Well, we're going to have a new president of the HOA.
Oh.
I think it'd be me.
Well, and it doesn't necessarily, this could be a nuisance violation. The
just
county.
Through the county.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would rather
he's
pursue
kind
it
of
through the county
a lot of
than
stuff there.
Through the HOA.
Which would probably be, yeah.
That way it's really, they can't figure out who filed it.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's all confidential anyway, so.
And then.
That's a good idea, Carrie. I think that's what we do.
Yeah, I noticed it's getting worse and worse there.
Well, there's five vehicles
in
there.
Yeah, there's a lot there. And I don't have much update on one lot splits other than...
What is it? Somebody want to do a one lot split?
Remember Chad came to us with Raymond wanting to do one.
Who?
Raymond Pallison. So, I remember we kind of did some research on... What constitutes a subdivision and a one-lot split? Where can you do a one-lot split? Does it have to be ag
Where's
land?
Where's Raymond's place at?
Do you know where, how do I explain that? If you're heading south on 44, and you go past Tinker's place, the first driveway, it's the next driveway. There's a trailer or a double wide there on the corner.
Oh, it's the one that...
But when you drive down the lane...
The one that they had the lots for sale from a divorce or something.
Well, I don't know if it's from a divorce, but yeah, it's his. So we need to kind of maybe in our ordinance review put something in about one lot splits. Because we don't have anything. Because ours basically says once it's split, it's a subdivision. So...
Yeah, well, you can only do it once, right?
Yeah, so one-lot splits are confusing to me.
Because what he wants to do is just take out so much for his house and then sell the rest, which could be a subdivision or...
I didn't think about that in the first place.
Huh?
So.
All right, we'll leave that for a later day.
Maybe for ordinance review on that, too. We need some wording on one-lot splits.
Yeah.
Sorry, I kind of felt like
right now
all this stuff.
You can't do any once it's been split once.
I'm still confused on them. Because they've been recording one-lot splits in ag land without going through planning and zoning. Even if it's under 100 acres, they've recorded some.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, now if it's over 100 acres and you split off an acre, that's an ag split. Doesn't have to come to planning and zoning. But people have been bringing in Mylars, splitting land that's ag under 100 acres, and they're just recording it.
Oh.
Why are they doing it when they know that it's supposed to come through us?
Because if they bring them something, they have to record it legally.
Not if it's not.
Well, that's scary.
It is. They have to, yeah.
That's not legal.
Rianne said, right, if they bring them.
Well, I understand recording their an application or something, but.
They're recording
land
surveys. They're circumventing the whole system.
I think that's a question for Kent, too.
Well, and my question is, these survey companies, we have an ordinance, I believe, somewhere, and I'll have to find it again, about what signature lines are required. So the signature line for planning and zoning should be on some of these, and they're not.
Oh.
And they're getting recorded because the signature line's not on this Mylar, so they don't show that they need it.
So who's making the Mylar?
Whatever survey companies are doing them.
So we would then have to make sure, we would have to say that all Mylars have to have this many signatures.
Yeah, and there is it's somewhere in our code what signatures are required, at least it used to be. And they might show what signatures are required, but some of them, that is kind of in my head, too.
That's not right.
Yeah.
Just because you got it.
Brianne said there's been a couple that have been, two, just lately that have been recorded that, split the lots, and it's been split a few times now.
Oh, that's
under 100 acres.
After, yeah.
Yeah.
Less than 100 acres, yeah. So.
All right. So we're down to the bottom of the list. Anything else?
No.
So next meeting, I'll find out about the moratorium. If you guys, ADUs, accessory dwelling units, review that. Review that short-term rental paper I gave you. I'm trying to do some research and see. Some places are limiting the short-term rentals based on how many business licenses they issue on them. They may say, we're only issuing 15 business licenses on this. So we're not necessarily
saying you can't,
but we're saying, oh, there's only some.
We only have a stack this high, and it's already all gone.
Like a good
so
snack.
You'd have to ask the county attorney if that was the way out.
Yeah,
because the one we met with him before, it was.
Other counties,
you can't do anything.
It. Other counties are doing it based on that. Jesse said Rich County might be one.
Yeah, that would be
the
a great
town.
Yeah, it would be a good way to control it.
I think the town, that's how they're limiting them, is by business licenses.
But the thing is, you got to get them first. I think there's probably a half a dozen going on in the county that we just don't know about.
Yes, that happens too.
We've got quite a few. I just sent out a whole bunch of stuff on that.
On
how many Airbnbs there are. There's a lot.
There's a lot. And the
state most of them that I saw were in the city.
There's a lot in the city. The state has updated their code, and I think it goes into effect. God, I printed that off too. End of May, I want to say, where there's a lot more wording in short-term rentals than just that little blob that they had before.
That says you can't do anything about it. You got to let them do it.
No, it's changed.
I mean, this changes it.
Oh, this changes basically saying if they do a short-term rental and it's on the Airbnb website and we see it there and we know that we can basically tell Airbnb to take it off because they haven't met so many requirements. Some wording like that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember exactly what it says. I just... Yeah, just was looking at it today.
So there's what, Airbnb and VRBO? And
there are a ton of them.
There's a ton of them now, yeah. So
it used to just be a couple. Now it's
so we'll look at that, ADUs.
Yeah.
I think the most important thing might be our ordinance review.
Well, here's our timeout again.
Oh, shoot.
You might as well close it.
Leave now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're done with it.
If he
isn't
on by now,
he's not coming on. So, next meeting.
All right. I will say that the meeting's adjourned at...
Well, let's set the next meeting.
We got to pick a date.
April 15th would be the third Tuesday.
Okay, April 15th
is that good for everybody?
Meeting.
Tax date?
If not, I can call in.
Okay. Do we want to have a work session with everything going, do something at 5:30?
Well, it depends if we're going to go into this.
Yeah.
Probably.
That, the thing is this is going to take more than a half an hour.
Yeah.
So do you want...
5:30, I think we ought to start.
Unless we start doing them, you know, before every meeting at 5:30.
We need to get it done before summer building comes.
So we can start having work set, well...
Half an hour or an hour?
No, apparently it's tough for Chad to get here before 5:30.
Okay.
Yeah. If we have to have, you know, a couple work sessions different times, we might have to get some of the stuff updated.
Well, if not, then what we need to do is take and pick a night and spend...
And just have a work session
on it all at once.
Yeah. All right, so sorry, did you...
And everybody can do it now. We're done at 7:15.